Hello, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Good evening, folks, and welcome to Ask the Archangels, November 6, 2018. As always, we're very pleased to have you all with us this evening, and we look forward to a fun session. Now, of course, the Archangels, as always, have requested that the questions tonight only be about the topic presented and not about personal issues, please. Of course, this is to benefit the entire group. They'd also like the questions to be short and concise so that more of the group will have a chance to speak. Of course, and this will also assist the Archangels to expand on the subjects that they have brought to the group and that they feel are important. Now remember, when you'd like to ask a question, please hit star 6 and the number 1 to be put in the queue. And by the way, these sessions are recorded and will be put up on our website within a couple of days. Now, before we get started, we have a short announcement to make. We would invite you all to join us for a special event. You are invited to a collective gathering this coming 11-11. It's a Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Master Katumi, as Johan of the Second Ray of Love and Wisdom, will be present to discuss the importance of this monumentous event. Now is the time for all of us to receive and use what we have co-created in the last 7 years cycle since the anchoring of the Christ Matrix back on Earth on 11-11-11. Now this evening, on Sunday evening, Janice Stewart will be a co-host and lead us in a toning exercise and a centering meditation. So please join us in this celebration and harvest of light energies. Now the call-in numbers will be available on our website, but in case you have a pencil and a piece of paper, the call-in number is 530-881-1212. And the access code is 808-125-820. Now, this event is open to anyone that would like to participate, so we invite you all to join us on Sunday evening. So, now, let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth our guest for this evening.
Greetings. It is I, Master Katumi. I am delighted to be here this evening with everyone to discuss some very relevant issues that are occurring and have been occurring for the last 7 years of your time frame. These, as you well know, are tremendous times of change and transformation. The event coming up on Sunday is to celebrate the anniversary of the seeding of the divine Christed matrix back onto the earth. This momentous event began a cycle to help everyone on planet Earth to come back into more of their original state as a Christed being. And as such, you not only begin to contribute to the escalation of Earth consciousness of humanity, but this next 7 years is momentous because it has galactic repercussions. As many of you know, when Earth was created eons and eons ago, it was created as a Christed planet so it could emanate vibrations, frequencies, and light energies of that pure source energy. When the Earth fell in consciousness and the Christed matrix was removed, that brilliant light that shone from every human who was embodied, every aspect of that human that was being constantly transmitted in that light, and the Earth itself, which was the only Christed planet in not only the Milky Way galaxy, but surrounding galaxies. And they were dependent on these continual influxes of light. So tonight, I would like to have a discussion with each and every one of you about your awareness of self. This past year has been very pointed to discovering yourself because you are such an important player. Not only have you been an important player in the last 7 years of your time frame, but you have a significant role to play in the next 7 years as you shine your light not only everywhere you walk on this fantastic earth of yours, but you also transmit well beyond the earthly realm. That's what lies ahead. So it's very important for the remainder of this year and in the coming year for you to pay really close attention. Stay as conscious as you possibly can about what you are creating, how you are creating, and how you are able to hold consistent thoughts that are in full alignment of a fifth dimensional state of consciousness, which of course is based in love and unity. It has to start with you, beloveds. You have to love and value yourself before you can transmit that energy. You have to hold it for yourself. So it's very important that as you make these significant changes in your life, that you pay attention to that and that you value what you have created. So I would like to now open it to a discussion where you can make your comments and talk to me about what you have noticed in the last few years of your time as you have traveled this path of transformation. Also, communicate to me and to all of the masters and archangels who are with you and guide you consistently about what you see is needed, what you personally need, what humanity needs from us to help you further escalate your consciousness so your light expresses itself, transmits, radiates forward in the most brilliant, luminous way. So please now. Let's have a discussion.
I'll lead off since we have two of our listeners that have sent in questions. The first one, she says, we have been taught to change up our thinking into creating a better world as individuals. And if we continually think of a fifth-dimensional type world, would everyone around us also be included in that higher reality plane, even if they're still caught in that old regular 3D drama? I'm thinking especially of family members coming from third dimension and learning how to be multidimensional. We would like to have some confirmation about how this is going to work.
Well, of course, everyone is affected by these changes. So it's important then when you are in relationship with family members, friends, or associates that are still pretty much fast asleep and operating in the chaos of third dimension, that you hold a stable field of that fifth dimensional energy and pay attention so that you are not triggered, or if you're tempted to be triggered by something they have said or something they have done, that you are capable of righting yourself. And by that I mean coming back into that more stable fifth dimensional state and not buying in to their chaos. This helps them tremendously when you hold that field of calm and loving presence. Now, as far as friends, family, those types of beings, they're in various stages of awakening. But those who are open and receptive in just the minutest way will get a significant influx of light that is being offered to them from not only the cosmic realms, but actually all of the humans that are in various stages of transforming and that are capable of holding this energy stably. They will receive it in increments that they are capable of receiving it, and this will change their life significantly. If, though, they are very invested in the separation and ignorance of the third dimension, and they are addicted to the drama that they create, there's very little that you can do other than not participate. That is the biggest challenge that many of you will face when it comes to family who are still very much asleep, that you care very deeply for, that you love. So it's important that you not engage in that drama, but that you hold your center and you radiate that love and that unity consciousness.
Thank you. This next caller has sent in a question. It's kind of it's a two-part question. She says, what's up with the new idea, with the idea of a new Earth? Is it separate from our current Earth, or do we exist on two planets at the same time? Could you help us understand?
Well, first of all, there are not two planets that you actually exist on simultaneously. As far as Earth, there are not two separate Earth planets in different dimensional frequencies. Earth resides at this time in more than one dimensional frequency. But there is only one Earth. Make no mistake about that. Mm. One Christed planet that is in the process of being resurrected into a more refined Christed energy. And you are part of that as Christed beings. So you exist in a body as a human on planet Earth for a reason. And that is to awaken to Christ consciousness so that you can not only help other humans become the Christed being that they were originally, but that you can help Mother Earth transform and become once again that radiant planet that affects not only galactically, but cosmically.
Thank you. And then the last, second part of our question is anything significant going to be happening from a spiritual standpoint over the next 2 months of our time, so between now and the first of the year?
Well, this past year of your time has been a significant year because the influx of light has been tremendous. And the fact that the Christed Matrix was returned in November 11th, 2011, but it wasn't activated. This is something that you need to pay attention to. It was placed back into the Earth, into the heart of Mother Earth, into the heart of every human being in a body on planet Earth. But it was dependent on the human element to create an activation of that Christed matrix, the energetics, the expression of that. And it's been a very slow, gradual process. You're not there yet. There are ways to go. And that's why we are holding this gathering to talk about it further. So yes, in these last 2 months of this year, there will continually be influxes of light to help you create a more refined, consistent, stable state of consciousness. And then next year, in the first quarter of 2019, it's very important to take that time to assess where you are, how far you've come on your journey, the successes that you have created in this transformational process, so that when the spring starts to come into being, when the time is right, you can plant those seeds more proficiently and begin to nurture your Christ consciousness and express it more clearly, more radiantly. So there is a lot happening, beloveds, a lot. And it will continue. It will not cease until this planet has been resurrected. Understand, we master teachers, the archangels, the lords of light, can guide you. We can offer you teachings and suggestions and love. But you are the ones in the physical bodies. It is up to the human to create the energetics and the frequency ranges, share them with Mother Earth and all of the elemental communities, so that not only do you raise the consciousness of all humans that take on embodiment, but you help Mother Earth to come back into her original state. And that takes form. The Earth was created in form. Humanity was created in form. The decline of consciousness was created by humans. So it is up to the human to recreate it, to bring it back to its beautiful, full expression, both as the individual human and a beautiful Christed planet that is like no other planet in the entire sector of this great cosmic realm.
Super. Thank you very much. So now we are open, have an open channel, and we have the first person right here. And you're on with Master Kathumi. Hello.
Hi, Master Kathumi. Thank you for being here. So I have this question. I'm listening to what you're saying. And so I'm going to ask this on behalf of all the sort of light workers and energy workers that are probably on this call. So for me, while I'm creating this more refined state and embodying more light, while the energies are challenging, my question is, am I still able to be successful as a full-time light worker and energy worker and still do what I feel like I'm here to do? Because I still feel like I'm trying to do this, and it feels like I'm doing it, but are we challenged in a day when we might be having a lot of fear just from the energies, even if we clear them? Can we still be successful in our efforts? I'm sure everyone still wants to be successful in what we're here to do. So can we still do that?
Yes, of course you can. And the thing of it is, you have to look at the challenges that you incur in your day-to-day life as opportunities to create differently. So when you notice you're being challenged or you're being triggered by an individual or a situation, take note of that. Don't consider it a personal affront or something that you cannot overcome. But it is a sign to you that this is an opportunity for you to hold a different frequency realm, a different frequency rate within you, to alter your thinking a little bit. And yes, there are going to be days when you feel you failed miserably, but you didn't. Because you will remember that. And if that should arise again, it will trigger that memory at some point, and you will make a different choice in that very second. So yes, you are very capable. And this is, it's for many of you, it feels very, very personal. And it is.
Just challenging circumstances, and we still want to do our work. I don't want to feel like I'm resting on my laurels just because I have personal challenges. I still want to feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but it feels, challenging. So,
well,
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Well, and the other part of that, dear one, is this. Not only are you changing a state of consciousness within yourself as the individual, but you are changing and altering the human schematic of the body, bringing it out of third dimension into a fifth dimensional state. So that as you work in your consciousness, in your sacred heart, and as you are evolving, your light body becomes activated, and that light body is dependent on a more refined physical state to exist in the physical realm. And thereby, you are able to raise the form into a much different frequency range, where it doesn't, once that's anchored, and it will be anchored in the next seven years of your time, even amongst all these challenges, and sometimes the body itself is exhausted by all of the frequencies of light that you're bringing into your body, because the body is still working through that dense frequency range.
Yeah, I feel it, and it feels like it gets a little bit easier every day, but I don't want to not keep doing my work just because I have, you know, things that come into my life that are challenges. So,
well,
I just
know that you're up
to
the challenge. Yes, you are up to the challenge. You are very capable. And the other thing, dear one, pay attention. Notice, for you and for everyone on this call, there is no turning back. If someone said, stop it right now, what do you choose? What would you say?
Move forward.
Move forward. I can do this.
Yeah. That's great. That's wonderful. Thank you so much. I so appreciate your words.
Thank you very much for your question.
Hello, your next call with Master Kathumi.
Oh, good evening. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes.
Beautiful. Oh, I'm so thrilled to be here. I've been waiting all month to share with everybody that this is my fourth call, and the three times I've been on, I have to say I have noticed afterwards such a strong healing from these phone calls. And so I'm just acknowledging that to everybody and to Joan, and just to say so beautiful and thank you for the healing.
Well, we are delighted that you are noticing all of the energetics that we are transmitting to you.
Yes, yes. It's been, especially the last phone call, it was so strong. My question is, when you talk about the next 7 years, I have no sense of living 7 years. My sense of future is, it's blank, it's dormant. That is so curious to me. I'm not afraid of death, but I don't think, I'm not saying I think I'm not going to live that long. I'm just saying I don't have any sense of living another 7 years. Can you comment on that feeling?
I most certainly can. And you are to be congratulated.
Oh.
Do you know what that means?
No.
It means that you are entering a cycle in your evolvement where you are living in the present moment.
Yes.
You haven't created a future.
Yes.
And you have let go a great deal of the past. And so you are living in the moment. This is tremendous because this is where you create most effectively. When you don't have your sights on past or the future, you are very dedicated to creating precisely as you move along. And this is a sign, not just to you, but to everyone here on this call. This is where, as part of the transformation, where you stop living from a polarized time sequence, that you live where you create in the moment.
And so those, and I know those moments that you're talking about, especially those moments when I say, wow, you know, this tool would really be helpful, and I would really, it would make my life better, and then the tool shows up. Or an outfit, or, you know, something simple in life. And I'm just slowly saying yes, without any sense of, I don't know, expectation for that next thing to come up, or even know what that next thing will be.
Beautiful. Beautiful. You're right where you should be. Absolutely.
Okay.
And this is what I was speaking of previously, about paying attention as you move along.
Uh-huh.
When you are manifesting in the moment, if you think of, I really would need a tool here, would help mm-hmm. me out a lot, and all of a sudden, mm-hmm. the
yes.
tool is there.
Yes.
Or you ask a question, and you sit in the silence of that question, the answer comes.
Yes.
Yes.
And
that's
so with
about,
that, mm-hmm.
that's about living in the present moment.
And so there is no sense, that sense of lack of future. I just sort of took that as sort of like I'm depressed or something. But no, it's the opposite. Okay.
It is the opposite. It's
okay.
It's a joyful thing.
Okay, well, yippee then.
Yippee.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Lovely.
Yeah, I love
thank
that.
You.
I'm going to use yes. that more often. Yippee, you taught me something today.
Oh, my goodness. I'll just end by saying that when I first started doing this work, Master Katumi, I memorized your I am light, glowing light, radiating light, intensified light, your prayer that Joan had taught us through you. And I memorized it, and I would say it all the time. And it's been talk about a tool, one of the best tools. So yippee for that, too.
Yes. Yes. And did you know that I embedded in that prayer special light packets to help you remember who you are? So good for you for using the tool.
Yes. Thank you.
Hello, you're next on with Master Katumi.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm so grateful to be on this call. Thank you. I have deep concerns about, I'm wondering if you can address this, not my concerns, but what it's about the actual environment on our Earth. I have in the past been very challenged by the man-made electromagnetic frequencies that are around, and I started this work with you, Joan, actually, and with Master Kathumi and the Archangels and Jim Self, to raise my frequency and do this work I'm wondering if you can just address these. They're different frequencies. I understand that, but on one hand, we're raising our frequency and inspiring others, and it's wonderful, and I'm very grateful for the work. And on the other hand, we are sort of still continuing with this sort of this electromagnetic abuse, and I'm torn. I'm wondering if you can address
Well, there's no need to be torn here because humans are all works in progress, and there is a lot of ignorance in that lower chaos of third dimension. So a lot of things get created that are not in the individual's best interest or the individuals of the planet itself. And you see that not just in the electromagnetics that are being created that create problems, but in contamination of the earth itself through the water, through the air, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's part of an education that is taking place because you are seeing it. You see it in the newspaper. You see it on the television. You see it in various communication realms. So if you focus on not so much the destructiveness of some of these miscreations, but begin to focus on the attributes of the communication that is now available. That said, there is something I want to draw your attention to. Your scientific community really does not understand a lot about the new magnetics, and they misinterpret it. And yes, there are distortions being created in the electromagnetic fields that distort it. But each and every one of you, as a being of light, when you hold that frequency of light and you transmit it on a consistent, stable basis, you activate a different electromagnetic expression of yourself. And in the magnetics that you are creating, you are capable of drawing to you from the various light energies that are being transmitted from the creative realms, from the cosmic realms that are coming into Earth that you take in and you create with. You create this beautiful magnetic expression that draws more of your likeness that you're transmitting to you and to the environment. Not only that, these types of magnetics have great power to create electrical charges in your personal field that alter the neurology of the body, that alter that fragmented mental emotional body and bring it more into a unity state of consciousness. So there are a lot of things that are promoted in this communication channel about these electromagnetic fields. And now I'm not saying they don't exist that are in conflict or are causing distortions, but they are being offset by these magnetic frequencies that you, as a human, are creating that are beneficial and contribute to the alteration of the electromagnetic field of the Earth and of every individual who walks the Earth. So it will right itself when your scientific community has a better understanding of the new magnetics and how that functions and what they can do to guide other humans who create these distortions to create differently. And that is yet to come.
Thank you.
Thank you for your question.
Thank you
very much. Very valid.
Thank you.
Hello, you're next on with Master Katumi.
Hello, Master Katumi.
Hello.
Falling asleep is often a challenge. Could you expand on that?
Well, we go back to a conversation we had a couple of questions about the body coming into a different, not only frequency range, but a different dimensional state, taking it out of that third dimensional density into a lighter form of fifth dimension. And the body is having a hard time with that. It doesn't know where to appropriately use all of the influx of light that's coming into it, or that you, as the individual, are creating within yourself. So it needs rest in order to integrate these more refined frequencies at that physical level. So it's important to pay attention to the signals that your body is giving you. Get plenty of rest. Make sure that the body, you move the body around consistently throughout the day. However that is, something that you enjoy, if it's a game that you play, or just walking in nature. So some type of physical energy is expanded. But also pay attention to how your body is feeling and when it is in need of rest and sleep. Because at that time, regeneration in those at a cellular level takes place. You can also help the body by directing the light energies that you are receiving within your body and directing them to certain places in your body that need a little help. So these things are important for you to notice and set up a communication with the body. So when the body needs to sleep, if you need to take a nap in the afternoon, take a nap at that little space of time is open to you. Sitting in the quiet and resting, talking to your body, valuing your body. These things are all important in this transition because it's very difficult for the body to come out of that density and to come into a less dense form. You won't notice that you have, it'll look the same to you on the surface, but it is not.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Master Kofiomi. It was very useful to me, and I will look after my body more carefully. What I experienced the last few days that I had a very severe toothache and have managed to put light into it. And then at a sudden time, it moved beneath the teeth to the side of the teeth. And after one night when I have slept well, it was almost gone.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I try to listen to my body as good as possible. And walking in nature, I enjoy very much.
Yes. Yes. But nature in itself is very healing. You communicate with Mother Earth, and your body is of the earth. So all of these things that you are doing are helping the body.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Master Kofiomi.
Hello, you're next on with Master Kofiomi.
Hi, hello, good evening, Master Kofiomi. It's an honor to speak to you. I would like to get some guidance, if I could, in regards to interaction with people. Most people are still sleeping, so to speak, in my day-to-day life, and I think that most of us on the call find this as well. And I struggle a little bit with feeling almost like I'm living in the closet, because I'm very sensitive to saying too much to people to breach their free will in regards to their beliefs and whatnot, and trying to live my authentic self, so to speak, as an awakened human, and, you know, practicing what I need to practice to move forward at these times. Can you give any guidance as to where's the balance? Like I feel like I should be doing something to try to help awaken people, but yet, you know, you got to be really careful as to what you say, right? And
yeah,
there's a fine line there, and I'm just feeling like I'm living in the closet a little bit, and it's a little uncomfortable, let's say that.
Well, yes, because you don't feel free to fully express who you are. So let's tweak that thought just a tad so that you can be more comfortable in your skin. First of all, you are a very compassionate being. So it's important to you that you recognize where they are and that you don't contribute in any way to the fear that already probably exists within them. So you're very careful on what you choose to say. And that's very admirable. Continue that. But there are ways that you can be more aware and effective. First of all, know that your light is always shining from that beautiful heart of yours, and that you are kind in your response to them. That's important for you to recognize. Do you recognize that you're kind, considerate?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. Okay, so that in itself, you are being who you are. You're not hiding that. It's not yours to evangelize. But if the opportunity comes where the conversation opens to a topic that you think you might be beneficial, it's helpful if you can find languaging that is similar to their languaging, not necessarily how you would express a certain concept about spirituality, but use their word. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where you might, a perfect example is how you benefit from a channeled message, say.
Yeah.
And if you come into a conversation around communication with the one they consider to be God, how important that is to you to sit quietly and be in that, acknowledge the presence of God within you. Or say, I in that silence, I receive the Holy Spirit. These are things that those who navigate a denser path, when you have a common ground there, especially in the languaging, which is so limiting at a more evolved state of consciousness, because the language is built in third dimension. So if you can find some common words, you will feel like you have a more productive conversation. And it's not threatening, or it doesn't cause fear, anxiety, or a need for them to come back with some kind of rebuttal and make you wrong.
Right.
Because that certainly is never your intention to make them wrong.
Nope.
So it's in the energy that you project, and then finding those little pieces and parts in a conversation that where the languaging is compatible and that you feel like you could contribute a phrase here and there.
Yeah.
You have no way of knowing at this point the effect that you have on an individual in just a brief conversation. Or just a time where you bid them farewell and say, go off and have yourself a great day. You don't
mm-hmm.
know how they take that. Or that love in your heart that is being consistently put out energetically, how they notice that, because they won't tell you that. So awaken to the fact that you are who you are and that you are expressing that energetically, even if you aren't communicating it through language, or you are briefly communicating it through a language. You see?
Yeah. And the other thing is that it's so, I find it so wondrous, like every day, and the information that I read and I learn about, and I just find it so amazing, this journey that we're on, and it's something that you want to talk to people about, right?
Yes.
And I'm lucky that I have members in my family that are fully awakened. I can speak to them, but the majority of the people that you interact with, you can't just come out and, you know, talk about all this stuff that's so wondrous and exciting. But I just try to use like this, say 10% of what I'd really like to say, and sort of you put a feeler out there to see how they react.
Yes,
and if
exactly.
they ask questions, and maybe you say 10% more and see how they react.
Yes.
But yeah, it's a touchy, there's a balance there. Yeah.
Yes, there is. And you're finding your way with it. And just know that your heart is open and you are transmitting a beautiful expression of yourself very consistently.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
Hello. You're next on with Master Kathumi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I was wondering, what exactly is the definition of Christed?
Christed is an anointed one. Now, what is an anointed one? A one who receives from the source of their being an original blueprint of their soul essence as it relates to the soul energy of source.
Okay, wow. That really makes more sense now.
Yes, you were created in love and light of the source of your being. That's who you are. You are an anointed being of light in a human form. You are a Christed being.
Well, thank you. That really, really expands, you know, the meaning than what I thought it was. That's just so clear. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Master Kathumi. Hello.
Yes, hello. Greetings, Master Kathumi. We've had a little bit of discussion about how our physical body is feeling fatigued. And my question is for myself and particularly other members of my family who are very sensitive. It's more like running a marathon while we're sleeping because it's almost like an energetic feeling I find in bed where I'll sleep a couple of hours and then I'm awake, feeling all this, almost like my whole body inside is vibrating. And I'm just wondering if this is part of this whole process of ascension.
Well, sometimes in the sleep state, your soul, your soul spirit, exits the body and travels into other cosmic realms where sometimes it's communicated with, taught, or sometimes it travels to other realms to be of service by the energetics that is transmitted. And when it comes and goes out of the body in several different times throughout the night, it's that entering and exit that causes when the soul re-enters the body, it causes a wakefulness of consciousness because of the energetics that it has acquired in those travels. So that really is what's happening, because as it comes back into the body, it comes back in at a little different frequency range. Mm. So you become aware of that shift, even though you're in the sleep state, aware of that shift, and it brings you into a more conscious state of that frequency.
Okay. Sorry.
Well, if you will just take a deep breath when that occurs, try and through your breath, relax the body and receive those energetics.
Okay.
Of those higher frequencies. And in okay. that receiving it and not fighting it or saying, why am I awake? I've got to sleep. But just breathe deeply and softly and continue to focus on the breath and receive with that thought in your mind. You will go right back to sleep.
Oh, okay. Okay, yes, I haven't been doing that. I've had many, and my family too, like we've talked about this, where we've had many sleepless nights and lying there vibrating in the bed. So that's definitely good advice. Thank you. I never even thought about that.
Yes. What you do when you do that, you engage the rational mind, and the rational mind cannot process that. So the best thing is not engage the mind and think about it, but focus on the breath, receive it, and go right back to sleep.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
I'm going.
You're next on with Master Katumi. Hello.
Yes. Hi, Master Katumi. Thank you so much for everything. I noticed you asked what you could do to better assist us.
Yeah.
And I'm going to turn the question around and ask, what makes us the best open to communicate with you, or instrumental to be the love and the light? Is there anything that helps make the connection with all of the cosmos and the angelic realm and the ascended masters?
Yeah. When you can maintain a calmness within your body, when the body is stressed or tense, you are not very open. So when you can allot time, make an appointment, schedule a time every day to relax your body, to breathe deeply, and sit quietly with the intention of being open to receive, and then cultivate that feeling, pay attention to it, even in the busy time of your day, and you can recall it very easily through your breath by breathing deeply, calmly. It relaxes the body. When the body is tense, the rational mind engages immediately. What's the matter? What's the matter? Or you should have done this, or the ego gets involved. and then the body becomes even more tense. And it's very hard for us to break through that barrier because it is a barrier. In that tenseness, you set up an energetic resistance to the light. And when the rational mind gets involved, it can't process the thoughts that we are projecting. We project to you holographically thoughts, concepts, not in languaging, but through the energetics. And when you are tense, you cannot receive.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Thank you. Well, beloveds, this has been a beautiful conversation. We have broached many topics that were very important topics to be brought up. And this is what a community gathering is all about, where you can ask your questions, you can make comments. And even though some of you didn't ask questions or make comments, you benefited from the ones that were asked. And perhaps next time I come to visit, you will make a comment or you will ask me a question. And I look forward to that. Thank you for participating with me. I am honored to have been with you this evening. So with that, dear ones, we will close this beautiful gathering. You are all such brilliant, brilliant expressions of Christ consciousness. Blessings.
We hope everybody has a wonderful evening, and blessings to all, and we will see you next time. Good night.